Hey there, peacemakers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things boundary setting and self-care. You know that feeling when your mind's racing like a hamster on caffeine? When you're constantly caught between yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's anxieties? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to combat that mental chaos? It's not a magic potion or a meditation app, although those are pretty awesome too. It's the power of finding peace in the present moment. And trust me, it's more life-changing than winning the lottery, at least for your sanity. Think about it, you spend countless hours stressing over what could happen or dwelling on what already happened. But the only moment we truly have control over is right now. This very second. So, how do we master this art of present moment awareness? Well, buckle up because today's episode is your crash course in finding that sweet spot of peace. First things first, ditch the shoulds. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with shoulds? I should be doing more, I should be achieving this, I should be feeling happier. Those pesky shoulds are like mental vampires, sucking the joy out of your present experience. So, here's your permission slip. Let go of the shoulds. It's okay to simply be, without all the pressure and expectations. Next up, mindfulness, not just a trendy word, but a powerful practice. Mindfulness is about paying attention to what's happening right now, without judgment. Notice the feel of the air on your skin, the sound of your breath, the taste of your morning coffee, if you're a coffee person like me. By focusing on these sensory details, you ground yourself in the present moment and quiet that mental chatterbox. Now, let's talk about the power of gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we have, even the small things, can work wonders for our peace of mind. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good stuff. A warm cup of tea, a supportive friend, a sunny day. Gratitude is like a mental vitamin, boosting your mood and helping you savor life's simple pleasures. Ever heard the phrase, less is more? Well, it applies perfectly to our quest for peace. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with information, demands, and distractions. To truly find peace, we need to learn to say no to things that drain our energy, overwhelm our schedules, or don't align with our values. By simplifying our lives, we create space for stillness, reflection, and genuine connection. Finally, remember that finding peace is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when your mind feels like a circus act, full of spinning plates and juggling acts. That's totally normal. Just keep practicing these tips. The should shedding, the mindfulness, the gratitude, the decluttering, and saying no more often. The more you practice, the more natural it will become to find your center amidst the chaos. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, deadline looming, emails piling up, phone buzzing like a disco ball. Stress levels? Through the roof. Then, you remember what we talked about today. So, you take a deep breath, close your eyes for a moment, and focus on the sensations in your body. Feel the chair beneath you, the air against your skin. Notice the sound of your own breath, in and out. You shift your focus from that to-do list monster to the simple act of being present. And you know what? Suddenly, things don't seem so overwhelming anymore. See? Finding peace isn't about escaping reality, it's about facing it with a calm and centered mind. And trust me, when you master this skill, you'll unlock a whole new level of resilience, joy, and inner strength. Remember, every moment is a fresh start, an opportunity to choose peace over panic. So, go out there and make today your masterpiece. Embrace the present moment, cultivate gratitude, set those boundaries, and remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a dose of peace-inducing magic. Until next time, keep it real and keep finding your center. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.